A choir of six women who captured the hearts of audiences at their 2016 International Choral Cathalmics competitions and concerts is planning for its return this July 4 to 8. We couldn't be more excited to finally be returning to Powell River for Cathalmics 2023, says choir member Aran Suds. The a cappella choir based in North Vancouver won the prestigious Elmer Eisler Award in 2016. Eisler, who died in 1998, was the most decorated musician in Canada. During his career that spanned five decades, he was the dean of Canadian choral conductors and pivotal to the development of choral music in this country. Sweet Scarlet also was runner-up in two other categories, chamber choir and equal voice choir. The ensemble received multiple standing ovations for their singing over 5 days. After months of meeting and singing over Zoom and rehearsing outside in backyards and driveways in the cold and rain, this feels like a huge celebration for us, adds Aran. A rarity in the music scene, the self-directed Sweet Scarlet is made up of six friends who love nothing more than to sing and perform together. With a background in choral music and a love for pop classics and contemporary favorites, Sweet Scarlet defines the genre of choral fusion by singing a wide range of unique and exciting music from around the globe. We're thrilled to be celebrating with the people of Powell River, who embraced us so warmly and wholeheartedly in 2016, says Aran. Being in an environment, a whole town, really, that truly appreciates what we do as an ensemble is something we treasure. We can't wait to experience that again this summer. Sweet Scarlet, along with all the participating choirs, local, provincial, national and international, are practicing songs for the mass choral presentation for the gala opening and closing concerts. Powell River Academy of Music director Walter Martella has chosen peace as the theme for this Cathalmics. With everything that has been going on globally, I felt it was appropriate, he explains. The opening concert will feature parts of a large, 17-movement choral work, The Peacemakers, by Welsh composer Sir Carl Jenkins. The parts include, He Had a Dream, Elegy for Martin Luther King, Meditation. Peace Is, a poem by special British envoy Terry Waite, who was held captive for nearly 5 years attempting to secure release of hostages in Beirut. A segment from Anne Frank, and the word peace in multiple languages. Finally, the last movement ends with the words, One wondrous day when the world has peace, glorious peace, such peace. Walter asked the Common Song conductors Mark Anthony Carpio of the Philippines for the Adults Choir and Gunnel Schuberg of Sweden for the Children and Youth Combined Choir to provide suggestions for selections to be sung at the closing concert. He chose A Better World, by Ryan Kayabyab and Dona Nobis Pasum, Give Us Peace, by Filipino composer Eudinis Palaruan, and she picked, We Are One, and, We Can Fly, by Swedish composer Susanna Lindmark. I'm excited for the return of Cathalmics after several years of postponement because of the global pandemic, says Walter. Once more our community will be surrounded by the sounds of choral music as we invite choirs from around the world to our special part of that world. More information about volunteering, billeting and the festival in general can be found at cathalmics.ca or by calling 604.485.9633. A Profiles magazine with photos and information about all the choirs, as well as a ticket order form, has been circulated in the community. Reserved or regular tickets can be purchased online or in person at the Academy of Music, 7280 Kamano Street.